Asthma, COPD. It's the first medication you get for asthma.
Inhaler albuterol.
Followed by.
Because that's a SABA. I'm thinking then a LAMA.
You're thinking what?
Long acting beta
So
agonist.
first it's the SABA, then it's the inhaled corticosteroid. So flutic
Gotcha.
so first albuterol, then fluticasone. You add fluticasone inhaling.
Okay.
So the first step is albuterol, the second step is low dose ICS, so low dose inhaled corticosteroid. Third step is maximized dose of the ICS. And then fourth step is you add the LABA, salmeterol. And then it's sort of like dot 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 dot, any number of medications you can use. And then last
Okay.
resort is oral corticosteroids.
Gotcha.
So they want you to know that oral corticosteroids are the most effective in decreasing occurrence of asthma attacks.
Oral corticosteroids.
Correct. They're last resort, but they're most effective.
Okay.
So they'll tell you, like, 12-year-old wheezing on the soccer field, he currently uses an albuterol inhaler. What's the most effective way to decrease recurrence? Answer, oral corticosteroids. And you're like, wait, I thought those were last resort. It's like, well, they are, but they're still most effective. Okay. But
Okay.
that's on family medicine form. And then if they say, like, he's on albuterol, what's the next best step? Answer is just fluticasone.
Okay. Gotcha. Most, if they ask what is most effective, then we choose oral corticosteroids. Okay.
COPD is going to be similar in that they'll use beta agonists and inhaled corticosteroids. The difference is that you can also give them ipratropium, a muscarinic receptor antagonist.
That's right. Muscarinic receptor antagonist. Okay.
And then the other component is that if they get an exacerbation of COPD, it's almost always due to an infection. So you give them antibiotics.
Gotcha. Okay.